Tonight's Iowa caucuses are expected to be the closest in many years. All the candidates were confident today that they would be the one to walk away triumphant. But it's not over till the caucusers caucus, and that could take several hours.
One of the 1,993 caucuses being held tonight will be at the home of Gene and George Huffey. They're retired farmers and Howard Dean supporters. They live outside Waterville, population 250. That's in Allamaquis County, up in the very northeast corner of Iowa. When we called Jean Huffey this afternoon, she was busy getting ready. Her husband was out spreading sand and salt in the driveway. She's baked banana bread and sugar cookies with hickory nuts from the trees on their land.
Made quite a few phone calls, too, to people, you know, to be sure they know where the caucus is.
How many people are you expecting?
Probably between 30 and 40, because we have the three townships, so we'll have to divide into three different groups.
Uh-huh. Is it possible, you know, they're talking about possibly a record turnout for these caucuses tonight. Is it possible you could get a whole lot more people than you're expecting?
That would be nice. It's nice to see a lot of interest in the election.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to find some more chairs, I guess.
Maybe.
Have people bring their own, maybe.
Yeah, one lady told me she was going to bring her own chair, and I said, I think I have like 35 chairs. And she said, well, a lot of people just like to mill around and, you know, kind of stand up, too. So I think we'll be okay. I did bring the chairs in off the deck. I have to dust them off yet a little bit, and so they'll be available, too.
Is it a small enough community up there that you would pretty much know everybody who's coming to your house tonight?
I would know most of them. I don't know all of them, but I know most of them, yes.
And what's your role once the caucus starts tonight?
Oh, I'll be sure there's plenty of coffee and cookies and things are out and being sure that people, you know, are comfortable where they're sitting or whatever.
Uh-huh. Now, sometime around 7 o'clock your time tonight, the folks who are in your house have to divide into their preference groups based on which candidate they're supporting. Where are you going to put them? Where will they go?
I will have a table set up in the kitchen, and we have a sunroom on the north side of our house here that will hold quite a large group, and my living room is quite large. We could get two groups in there easily.
Have you figured out who's going where?
Nope.
No.
It'll depend on the size of the groups.
Uh-huh.
We can use the basement, too, if we have to.
When the folks show up tonight and you're engaged in trying to sway hearts and minds and get people into different camps, do passions run pretty high, do you think?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I think the passion is that the Democrats have to find someone who will prevail in the fall.
I would bet your phone is busy today with folks who need questions answered about tonight.
Well, there's been a few calls, yes.
What do people want to know?
Well, about the time and kind of the procedure and things like that.
Do you answer those questions, or is it the precinct folks who have to answer that?
Well, I answered to the best of my ability.
Yeah. And then you say, what kind of cookies do you want?
Do you want decaf or regular?
Yeah, how much coffee are you making?
I don't know.
You're going to need a big, big pot. Ms. Huffey, thanks very much, and best of luck tonight.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Jean Huffey is hosting a caucus tonight with her husband George at their home in Waterville, Iowa.